Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello and welcome to the Gamer Show Christmas special, the quiz. The Christmas special. It's special.
Every episode's always special.
Welcome to the Christmas disappointment.
I should also point out, at the top of the show here, we've all had a couple of beers this afternoon, and this could end up either...
Yay!
29 seconds in.
Yeah, we usually polish our turds, not for this one.
So we have assembled a panel tonight for to talk about, well, not actually talk about games, but to compete in the quiz and to win the coveted Gamer Show prize, the coveted Gamer Show annual quiz
prize
thing. Yes.
Is there a trophy?
A bottle of beer.
Oh, awesome.
So that voice you heard is, of course, Mr. Chisholm. How are you this week, Chisholm?
Not too bad. I feel like I need to give you a challenge for your beep tester, so I'm going to say... I really don't think you need to jot down the time for that to start the show, Paul.
And Sam, how are you this evening?
All right. Russell's drinking.
Russell's there.
Can of tenants, Russell.
And we've also got Chris making a reappearance.
I am good. I'm very happy to be here in the headquarters. Yeah, person. Last time I was on Skype, it's good to be here in the flesh.
People might hear you this time.
Yeah, they might.
Well, it's having said that, the only other person that's ever been live in the room has been Bede, and nobody could hear him in that show.
Well, that was a bit of a balls up.
it was. And speaking of Skype, we have Russell on Skype as well, making an appearance. He hasn't been here for over 6 months. He, of course, was on the E3 special we did back in May, I think it was.
Which legally didn't.
Gee, was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was back in May. I think it was May anyway. June.
Okay, it's...
Wow.
It was June E3, yeah.
Yeah, long overdue.
Yes, so Russell's joining us again for the quiz. We were also supposed to have Bede joining us again this evening, but something's happened that he couldn't be bothered or something. I don't know. No. He's not here.
Yeah.
He's not
swiftly
here.
Move on.
Right.
He was unable.
So, now, contrary to popular belief, we actually plan what we're going to talk about in these shows quite a few weeks in advance. And we fully intended tonight to just be the quiz. And last week we were supposed to do the review of the Wii U. However, because my Wii U didn't arrive until it was the Monday after the show, wasn't it? It was something like that. We haven't had a chance to review the Wii U. So first of all,
I think we should give a shout out to console developers, telling them that in the future, if they want their review done on time, then they're going to have to send us preview consoles.
That's true. Yes, yeah. Fire
Very
them this
important.
Way.
So the next Xbox and PS4 would like that at least a month before it's actually released.
I quite like it for Christmas, if that's possible.
And send us two copies of the PS4 because I think Chris would quite like that.
I would love that. He's been on twice now. He does deserve one.
Cool. So we're going to talk about the Wii U first, but first of all, we just have to give... I don't really know quite how to deal with this, but I was kind of thinking the official thing that we should do is maybe do like a moment's silence or something like that, but that's going to be really crap on a podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we're talking about, of course, is that the games master himself, Sir Patrick Moore, passed away this past week at the age of 89. He is... mainly known for people probably who listen to this podcast, as we all know him, as the Games Master on Channel 4 back
He's
in the early 90s.
He's mainly known as an astrologer. Astronomer.
Yes.
Being that he's been doing that for like 70 years.
But he was the Games Master, and that's why we're mentioning it on this show. And very sad news, and we will pour some out for one's homies.
There's many a time because of him I managed to cheat in a game because of him, and he's Games Master cheats.
There's an amazing cheat that I still remember to this day, and it was on Mario Brothers 3. It was on the first level, and just before you went to that, the kind of the end section where you kind of went in, it was like a black background, you could drop down behind the scenery and get a whistle, which then allowed you to get to...
Yeah,
a variety of other places.
Yeah, I've used that many times.
I loved about it was he used to basically ridicule the child before giving it. He's like, "Are you that to the game, you little prick? All right, I'll help you out then."
He did.
Off.
And then he shot them with his laser beam monocle.
Okay, cool. Anyway, yes, so we all give a little nod to Patrick Moore, the Games Master, passing away this week. Very sad news. Anyway, so we're now going to move on and do a quick review of the Wii U before we push on. Now, Russell hasn't actually had a shot of a Wii U, I don't think, have you?
No, not at all.
No, so we've spent the last kind of few hours. I've been playing it for about a week and a half now, and the guys came over a bit earlier on today so we could all have a bit of a play about with it. So, generally, what's our thoughts?
It's confusing, but good.
Well, more positive than I thought it was going to be.
Definitely.
I had a Wii, and I was reasonably sceptical about the Wii U, but having played it today, I'm pretty positive about it, actually.
Yeah.
It was good.
I was certainly the same. I was really impressed with it.
Yeah, it's kind of what I expected. Out of the three of us, I was the most optimistic about it, I think, going back. So it's kind of what I was expecting. And Zombie U seems pretty cool, hard, but in a good way.
Yeah. Which, a bit hard.
Oh, okay. I shall trust your judgment there.
To be fair, you can beat hard.
Yes, anyway. what I really like,
beating soft's a bit pointless.
we're moving on. I think what they did really, really well on like the games like Nintendo Land and things like that was they took the family element and really kind of worked on that quite a bit, and it's really, really good.
I didn't like that.
Did you not like Nintendo Land? I don't think it's aimed for you,
me,
though, to be fair.
No, not much is.
No.
I think it is definitely those games. It was like Wii, it was like the party games and that they had for the Wii. It's along the same idea, but evolved a bit more. But I think half the games aren't that great, well, half the games are good. But not, there's a bit good if all of the games are brilliant, but unfortunately it's not the case. But it's one of those games you can't play on your own, though. You need, like I say, a gathering or a whole bunch of family members or a party.
Yeah.
And that's when the game comes out into its own.
Having said that, though, my daughter really, really loves it and playing it on the couple of games that are like one-person games. She's 9, and she really, really enjoys playing the games that are one-person games. And they're really... it's a really good thing for kind of get everybody around, and one person's using the gamepad and everybody else is using the controllers, and you can have up to 5 people, so one person on the gamepad and 4 controllers, and I think it's a really, really good thing. There was a couple of games that I think Sam, you pointed out that the gamepad kind of felt sort of tagged on, like the Zelda game in Nintendo Land
a little bit.
Like the bow and arrow.
They designed half the games well and actually had really good ideas, and then the other half they kind of thought, how could we just use this for that? And then, as I say, just kind of went...
In the Zelda one, the sword bit didn't have a go.
Yeah, the Zelda one was a bit...
Certainly looked
I like
you could
the sword
just
thing.
Chop through quite a few people. Whereas the shooting, you could shoot or you could move, and when you move, you just shuffled a bit, and then you had to wait ages from... Just so, didn't work.
To explain the Zelda game, you were on rails, so basically you didn't control where your character went. You just kind of went where it was taking you to, and you just kind of swung your Wii remote around. It had to be the plus remote to chop people down. Now, I really enjoyed that because I quite liked the actually using the Wii remote like I really wanted it to for the Wii, was using it as a sword and really being able to kind of slash, and it showed you in different directions, and I thought it was very, very accurate. Mm. But you guys were saying that you disliked the bow and arrow particularly, and you thought this sword was
actually
a bit basic.
The most fun we had was that Mario Chase game was the point.
The
actual map layout reminded me of Mario Kart, of one of the battle zones in Mario Kart, and I don't know, something about that, and I actually really enjoyed it, even though I lost in it and didn't match
that was the most fun game that we played. I
failed to fiddle with Chris,
and actually like weirdly I'm usually more into playing games that are more sort of solo efforts or whatever, but actually sitting around in a sort of party environment, four of us sitting there, that was actually
and we could actually
fun.
See your face on the screen as you're
writing. I seriously hope we're not referring to that as a party, because that was one of the most depressing parties I have ever been to.
No, I'm saying a party game, right? I'm not saying we were at a party, but
that's
I think you would accurately describe it as a party.
I'm fine with that.
No, and Mario, you thoughts on that?
there was an
accurate awkward pause there. I quite
enjoyed having the pad thing and blocking you with being really unhelpful and blocking your jumps and making you hit blocks above your head and drop down holes. Is Russell whistling or whispering?
Are you eating something, Russell? Are you getting bored?
Why?
Like, this it's just a hamster.
Really ball sack.
I think that was actually like, although I enjoyed playing the Mario U, I'm quite disappointed they didn't put more effort in. It's basically the same as the new Super Mario games for the DS or whatever.
I'm disappointed they've went back to 2D when
Mario Galaxy 64
was a game changer.
But the Galaxy and Galaxy 2 were both like amazingly well thought out and hard, you know, back to being actually quite hard games at points. And yeah, it's quite disappointing. They seem to have just like chucked, and I'm pretty sure they've got all the assets already to have made Mario U. So it was quite an easy game for them to make.
They do seem to be churning out the same sort of Mario game with just a new sort of element to say, oh, it's 2D Mario, but with this thing you can do in it. Or now there's another Mario game, and you can do this thing in it now. And it's just, they seem to be churning like something that every year. And it's, I'm not an overly Mario fan. I don't dislike it. I think they are well-made games, but it just feels like they're just shipping the same thing now.
Yeah, and I mean, well, that sort of ice flower that you could pick up this time, which enabled the person with the gamepad to
smash them.
Like, I mean, that's actually quite a well thought out addition, but really, I mean, all that stuff felt a bit tacked on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, broadly, on the Wii U, thoughts? Should we buy it? Should everybody jump out and run away and buy it right now? Or
me personally, I'm still waiting for the game to go and get for.
Actually, we didn't really talk about Zombie U there, did we? We were just kind of talking about Nintendo Land.
I enjoyed it was Zombie U because it was actually quite a
tough.
Yeah, it was a hard
shooter.
Yeah, cool sort of zombie in London. You got the. It felt like, well, you were trapped in London with a bunch of zombies, and I don't think we didn't play for very long for what we played. The game didn't properly expand what we were doing.
It felt threatening and eerie and sinister.
Yeah.
And it was good. You felt the whole time you were going around, you felt threatened.
We
were saying how bad the torchlight was, the fact that it only goes 2.5 feet and it runs out, out in 20 seconds. Because of that, it was better.
And the way the controls work, the controls don't make you feel like somebody from Gears of War and you just take on everyone, but that's the whole point. It's meant to feel a little bit, it's clunky and you're meant to feel a bit weak.
You're fighting zombies.
But that just makes you think about how to take them on. For example, pushing that barrel against the fence to take out the zombies on the other side and throwing the flares to attract them whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was quite impressed with Zombie U, I have to say. It's not why I bought the Wii, and to be honest, if it wasn't for the fact that we were reviewing it, I probably would have never, ever bought that game.
So far, it had been the only game that I would buy for the U, but that's just me.
And it's even though in the past podcast we've slagged off games that have been too easy and pulled in a hand, that in this one it was more like, off you go, oh, you've died, I'm terribly sorry, now you have to start as a different guy and find the guy who had your stuff.
That was a really cool feature of it, and you had to fight that guy, defeat the previous person that you were playing as, and then take all the stuff back as well that you'd already collected as a previous person. I thought that was a really nice feature. I liked that a lot. Russell, from hearing all this, are you sold, or are you still a bit sceptical, or what was your thoughts going into this in the Wii U?
Well, to be honest, I don't know a huge amount about it, and just seeing like the adverts and obviously listening to you guys on previous podcasts, I was kind of interested to see how the tablet controller type thing kind of works into it, because, well, obviously just what you guys are saying, that you can change stuff, is that right, for what the other players are doing?
Well, you could do that for Mario, so you could kind of really disrupt the gameplay in Mario for...
Oh, really help, possibly.
Well, you could help. Sam chose to disrupt the gameplay, and there was a couple of points where I was running along, and I was jumping over like a gap in the land, and Sam put a block in front of me, so I hit the block and then just dropped down the gap. So...
I did that twice. Yeah,
no, as a very broad viewpoint on it, I just thought the Nintendo Wii was just all cutesy poo, and it was all kind of family orientated, and I just assumed this was going to be the same thing. But since what I've found out from Lexi yourself and the adverts and stuff, I think I'd be quite interested in giving it a shot. And seeing what it's got to offer. But kind of agree that I want to see other games, because, well, Mario's Mario, yes, it's enjoyable, but you want other games to really sell it and have a new aspect to things, which I think the potential with the tablet is there.
Yeah, I think so.
I still think the Wii U is still more the casual and the family crowd, but it's got a lot more promise than the Wii
for a broader audience. Certainly. Brought it. That's brought it more into proper full-on gamers. I really liked how they integrated the tablet control, whatever the hell it's called, into that with your kind of radar.
Yeah.
So you've got your stuff on your screen, and then you flick down to that and press and check your radar on there. So your screen, as you said at one point, Paul, that you've got the whole screen there. There's no clutter on the screen.
There's no HUD.
Which is good.
It's all on the tablet, which I can see there's some people in Stark saying, like, oh, you kind of look away from the screen, but it works in Zombie U because when you're going into your backpack, you're obviously looking at your tablet, and you get a third-person view on the screen. So you can look at it that way, but you might not see a zombie coming, which just adds the tension. So you're constantly looking back at a zombie. No, I'm fine. Da, 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 da. Get this.
But that's good because...
Did
add tension.
If you were doing it in real life, you would be not looking around. You're going through your rucksack.
Totally.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah.
I have to say, I was really impressed at how ergonomic the actual controller was. It looks really big and unwieldy as well, and I know that people have said in reviews it's actually surprisingly comfortable, but I'm still sceptical, and it just feels really right.
Yeah,
actually.
They've done a good job of the controller. Yeah,
very light.
I think, I don't know, the analog sticks, I don't know, I'm not used to the Xbox 360, they don't feel quite as accurate as the ones on the 360, but it's maybe just trying to get used to them, I think, as well. Yeah. Especially in Zombie, I felt like the aiming didn't quite feel as crisp.
That possibly shouldn't be that crisp, because you're not a trained soldier or whatever. You're just Joe Bloggs, dumped down, possibly never used a handgun before, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I think, from my point of view, it was a console that if you were a family who maybe one person in the family, the mum or the dad, was into games, but you only wanted one games console in the house, I think Wii U have actually done a reasonably good job of being that one games console.
The fact that it's backwards compatible as well, and you can still play your Wii games, you can still play all your games that you've downloaded in the past, kind of makes it a no-brainer for families, I think.
Yeah. That's really sold it for you, isn't it?
It has.
And if you're all in the living room on Saturday night and your other half's watching like X Factor, you can just turn it on and play. You can just play your game on your tablet, which is quite cool.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Grand. Okay. Thank you for that. No sneaking problem. That one in there. cool. Okay. Well, so generally a fairly positive review, I think, there for the Wii U. So we're going to put that one to bed, and we're going to move on to what we actually are here to do today, which is the
drink.
Gamer the Gamer Show quiz for 2012. So I have distributed buzzers to everybody. And you should have just heard one there. So can we just go around the room? I'm a bit worried that the buzzers aren't actually going to pick up that well in the podcast. So if they don't,
as long as you know who's
buzzing. Yeah, I mean, as long as I can hear it, that's the main thing. So first of all, Chiz, can we hear your buzzer? Yeah, Grant. And Sam? That's very close to Chiz's, right? Okay.
What? Ignore it.
It just sounds kind of close. Chris, what's yours?
I can change it.
And Russell, can we hear yours? right. Yes, we can hear Russell's, that's fine.
Hang on, I'm going to change mine.
Okay, right, hold on. Give Sam a second.
Here we go.
That'll do. That's different.
It's a shame we don't have a sort of moaning Yorkshireman.
can I just talk?
So the
Jesus Christ.
The different sections that I put together in this is we've got gamer music, which is basically theme tunes to games, and you've got to guess the theme tune. We've got enemies and bosses, so I'll name the enemy or boss, and you have to tell me what game they come from. We've also got heroes, which is basically either the person you play as or somebody you play along with or something like that. So basically a goodie, for want of a better phrase. We've got gaming history, and we have some general questions, and I've also put together a tiebreaker if at the end we have a draw of some kind. So I'm going to mix it up. I'm not going to do them in different sections or anything like that. I'm just going to kind of randomly choose a question at a time. So we're going to start off with a really, really easy one. Can you tell me what this music is from?
What?
I think that was Sam first. Sam?
I'm going to change my thing because I couldn't hear it over it.
Mario.
This is going to descend into chaos.
I have a small request.
What's that?
you take the microphone away from the speaker when everyone starts to talk. It's deafening.
Okay. So that was the first one. So that was an easy one just to get us going. And, of course, Sam managed to get the point there because he was the first one in. So the next question is, tell me who or what game this enemy or boss appears in. Ludwig von Koopa. Sorry, that should be von Koopa. I've just typed it wrong. I think I was... Chiz?
I've used a dinosaur. If it's Koopa, it must be Super Mario Brothers as well.
Yeah, it's one of the one of Koopa's kids.
Oh, it should be.
Oh, is it Mario Brothers 3?
Is it a particularly musical sibling?
Yeah, I'm assuming so. I'm assuming it was the one with the kind of the wild hair, but they appeared in every one of them. And I learned a huge amount about computer games.
He was in the one earlier, the one with the big hair.
Mm?
He was in the Mario thing on the flying chips earlier.
Awesome. Yeah, he was in the game earlier on. So, okay. Sam and Chiz both have.
I paid attention.
This is a total fix, by the way.
We're only two questions in.
Yeah, no, okay. But it's just ridiculous.
Well, the delay on Skype, I've only heard the theme tune for Mario Brothers.
And you only heard it 10 seconds.
Russell, you were never going to win, to be fair.
Okay, here's a gaming history question. This should be a little bit more difficult. In 1958, physicists Willie Higginbotham and Estel Ray Mann filed a United States patent request for an invention they described as cathode ray tube amusement device, without which we would probably not be doing this podcast today. What was this the precursor to? Cheers.
Precursor to Pong?
It was. That's right. Well done. Sadly, Chiz, you have ruined the next question, which was, in 1971, Nolan Bushnell and Ted Denby of
Atari
created a coin-operated arcade version of Space War and called it Computer Space Nutty Assistance. The game was unsuccessful due to
a Pong.
Yes, the answer is Pong, sir.
Yay!
But, as a bonus point, why was it called Pong?
You gave
Pong?
Him a point for that?
Yeah.
You basically gave it away anyway. Now you've ruined the next question.
Okay. Yeah, why was it called Pong?
Is that just to me?
Anybody. Why was it called Pong?
Because it ponged.
Because the guy who made it. Because it's like ping pong.
Sorry?
Because it ponged.
It ponged? What was your answer?
Because it was reminiscent of ping pong.
Chiz's was because the guy stank.
I want Chiz to be right, to be fair.
Is it Russell, do you have an answer for that?
No.
Right, okay. The actual answer is, which I'm going to give half a point to Sam for this, because it's technically right. Pong is the sound the game makes when the ball hits the paddles.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you half a point, Sam. So Sam is streaking in the lead with 2.5 points, Chiz with 2, and...
I don't deserve one of those points. Plus, I was an ass about it as well.
Right, okay. Well, at the end, if there's only 1 point in it, you're losing it.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm done. Yeah.
Okay, and...
we're going to take it that seriously.
No, I don't think so. Right.
Well, I'm kneecapping him. Okay. He's taking a point off.
Okay, gaming, just a general question now. Which big Nintendo character was originally planned to be in the Wii version of Marvel Ultimate Alliance released in 2006?
Yoshi.
Nope. Yoshi? Who's Yoshi?
Which Nintendo...
Who's Yoshi?
Zelda?
Yes, it was Zelda. Well done, Chiz. Come on, Russell and Chris.
Yoshi.
Nothing.
Yoshi's the green dragon
Yoshi.
Dinosaur.
That's Yoshi, not Yoshi.
That's just a pronunciation.
Tantamount to exactly the same friggin' thing.
Yoshi's his hip friend, Yo.
Okay, tell me what game this character as a hero appeared in. Sergeant Gary Roach Sanderson.
I do remember someone being called Roach and something.
I'm going to give you a clue here. Now, I'm assuming everybody's going to jump in here. Some of his teammates were called Soap, Price, Nikolai, and Ghost.
Call of Duty 4, was it not?
I would probably... Roach.
Call of Duty, was Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah, it was Modern Warfare 2. Yes, well done, Chiz. Russell, just jump in whenever you want. I mean, I know you're being polite here, but...
I just want all the listeners to know that I can't play first-person shooters. Due to motion sickness.
There's a whole section about first-person shooters.
That's me screwed.
Okay. Where will I go now? Right. Oh, that's a good one. What was the name of the world's first handheld electronic game with a colour LCD? It was launched in 1989.
Tetris.
The Lynx.
It was the Lynx. Yes, well done. Chris puts his name on the scoreboard. Yes, it was the Atari Lynx. And it was also the first one to have a backlit display, a switchable right-hand, left-handed mode, and the ability to network with up to 1,700 units. Well done, Chiz. In case the microphone didn't pick that up, Chiz just farted. Thank you very much for that.
You also had to be a weightlifter.
No. Well done, Chiz. I designed the Atari Lynx. Russell's still there.
Oh, killed it.
What was that, Russell? Sorry, we missed that.
I was just testing my buzzer.
All right, we'll just make sure you're still playing. Okay.
You keep going quiet every now and again. It keeps cutting out.
It's maybe just because we're getting
too loud. We keep turning the volume down when we're asking the questions so you can't hear them.
Okay. Here's one that I'd be very impressed if any of you get, actually. What was Apple's 1994 entry to the games console market called? Sam?
The Pear.
No. It was not the Pear.
It was a beautiful Pear, though.
Games console market.
Yeah. It's one of these, as soon as you say it, I'll know it, but I can't think right now. Well, before I hear the answer.
Russell, would you like to have a punt, being that you've really got nothing to lose at this stage?
I really would have no idea. I didn't even know Apple put anything like that in.
Yeah, I remember.
You're not really getting the idea of punt, are you, Russell?
Right, okay, being that nobody seems to be getting it, it was called the Pippin.
That was pretty close.
Actually. When you made the p noise, I thought you knew what you were going to say there.
I have heard of that.
Okay. Sorry, another one. Now, Russell, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a help here, being that you've not got a point in the scoreboard here. I'm not 100% sure about Chris, but I know definitely it was Sam and Chiz and us. Me and you were the only people to own one of these out of the three of us. So, which computer manufacturer launched the GX4000 in Europe in 1990?
Yeah, I'm sad.
It was the Amstrad, yes.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah.
Russell, come on.
I don't even know what that is. Did we have one of them?
it was the Amstrad's console.
Yeah, it was. It was Amstrad's console. Yeah. Do you remember it came with burning rubber? We only had one game for it. Just in case anybody's never actually listened to Russell, Russell's my brother. I should point that out.
Well, Russell, this quiz is about computer games. Do you remember those?
Yeah. No, we had that console, Russ.
I don't remember.
Oh, well, there you go.
Paul probably never let you touch it.
It's quite possible, actually. Okay. It's this enemy. So tell me the game from this enemy. What game involves Lou the Devil?
Nah, I'm making cut. It's not Earthworm Jim, is it?
No, it's not Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, points taken away.
I think that's Evil the Cat I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, I just gave Russell that point for Amstrad. It's not, it was Chris that got that one.
Well, you need to fix it somehow.
Anybody going to make a punt at that one?
What was the name again?
Lou the Devil. L-O-U the Devil. No. You play him towards the end.
You play him?
Yes.
You
play as him or you fight
him? No, you fight against him. I'm going to say fight. I'm going to say play against him.
Play against him.
Is this a well-known game?
He sounds like a bowler.
A bowler? Are you going with Wii Sports?
He sounds like someone who bowls with Homer Simpson.
Today in aisle 8, Lou the Devil.
Yeah.
No, nobody going to take a punt at this one at all.
No.
Guitar Hero 3.
Oh, I was never getting that.
I've never played that in my life.
Guitar Hero 3? Yeah. What song do you play?
I can't remember. I honestly can't remember the name of the song you play, but I remember playing against him. Okie dokie. Moving on now, I'm going to go with Heroes again. And can you tell me in what game features the character Hero Wheatley? Okay.
I give it Russell. I think he heard us first.
Right, okay, Russell.
Portal.
Yes, Russell's on the scoreboard. I think that was
which one?
Portal 2.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Bonus point. Who voiced the character Wheatley in Portal 2?
But I can't remember it.
Yes.
George.
No, it wasn't George.
Dave.
No.
Stephen Merchant.
It was, yes, Stephen Merchant.
Phil.
I'd just like to point out again, another first-person game.
Yes, you're a somewhat of a disadvantage. I'm a bit worried about you.
Yeah, you've got Wiki to look up all the plot facts.
Yeah, I should have done.
Okay. As another, we'll go with a general question here. What is the second most successful and lucrative video game-based media franchise in the world after Super Mario? The second most successful and lucrative video game...
franchise?
Yeah, franchise. Tom. Who's Chiz?
I'm thinking it's either Halo or Call of Duty.
Nope, neither of those.
Neither.
Okay. I was actually thinking either. Street Fighter.
Nope.
Damn.
Tomb Raider?
Nope. Russell?
You buzzed, Russell.
Russell. Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't hear anything for a second there. Grand Theft Auto?
No, not Grand Theft Auto.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess.
I never thought that one. That should have been. That was it. I can full guess.
Nobody? Pokemon.
Seriously?
Yep, Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
It'll be Skylanders next, probably, as well.
Yeah.
Or soon to be.
Well, it'll take a few years for them to catch up.
Probably.
Yeah, but they've cottoned onto the idea of selling physical objects
as
well.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's give them more money for the children.
I've been trying to do that for a long time, but no one buys
models. I steal many of children.
If parents get sent now, they'll turn their childs against
them. Models of me.
Okay. What console released in 1992 in the UK was named the Super Comboy in South Korea?
Super Comboy.
Game Boy Advance?
Nope. Russell?
Oops, I never pushed my button, sorry.
Russell?
I forgot. Master System, no?
Nope. Oh. No, that was earlier than 1992.
Game Gear?
Nope.
Game Boy Color?
Nope. You're all missing the obvious one here.
Seriously?
It wasn't the Super Nintendo.
It was the Super Nintendo. It was called the Super Comboy in South Korea.
I thought it was called the Super Famicom.
Firecom,
in America,
Super
wasn't
Famicom
it?
In States, yeah, and Japan.
Yep.
Yeah, it was the change of name then.
Yeah, in South Korea, it was the Super Comboy.
Oh, sorry. I think it's somewhere else.
Okay. What was the first home console system developed by Ralph Bauer and his associates? The system was released in the USA in 1972 by the company Magnavox. What was it called? What was the first home video game system? Yes.
The Badger.
The Badger. No, Sam, it was not the Badger.
Was it?
The Odyssey?
It was the Odyssey,
oh.
Yes.
I was wrong anyway.
I was close.
You didn't push a button anyway.
I pushed it right after
Sam. Oh, did you? Sorry. Apologies.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, you got it.
I had the wrong answer anyway.
Okay. Name this computer game hero, or the game that this computer game, or these computer game heroes came from. Bub and Bob. Chris?
Well, I'm now seeing Rainbow Island.
Oops. No, it wasn't Rainbow Bubble. Island. Sorry?
Puzzle Bubble.
Puzzle Bubble, no.
What was it? What was their first game called?
What was the name again, sorry?
Bub and Bob. B-U-B and B-O-B.
Bubble Bubble.
Yes, it was, Chris. Yes, well done.
See, they were also in...
Chris just streaks his way into second place
he
there
with
that.
He just jumped in over Chiz.
Surely. Surely.
I was asking him.
You pressed it. I thought you were thinking.
And Puzzle Bubble.
It was by mistake.
I pressed it by mistake.
Don't be forgiving.
I'm not being forgiven.
Don't be scared by his fiery beard.
I didn't actually know. All I did was I pushed the button by mistake and asked Bob? Paul, what the name was again. But
okay.
I wasn't getting it.
We're going to do a sound question again. Okay.
Russell, still there?
Yep.
Yep.
You ready?
Can't hear your crinkling.
You can go to the
anymore.
Pub at any point if you want. It's not a problem.
Chiz?
Metal Gear Solid.
It is Metal Gear Solid. Well done, Chiz.
Chiz is always going to get that.
I was going to say Miami Vice.
I thought it was Horny Schoolgirls 4.
There has to be a game of Miami Vice, yeah, surely.
There was old 8-bit versions.
Okay. Okay, name the game that involves these enemies or bosses. Blinky, Pinky, Inky and Clyde. Yes?
Pac-Man.
Yes, Pac-Man. Well done. And as a bonus question, which name was changed for Mrs. Pac-Man?
What?
Which of those, Blinky, Pinky, Inky and Clyde, was changed in Mrs. Pac-Man?
Pinky. Clyde.
It was Clyde.
Ah!
Yes, well done.
Yes.
Of course it was. Was it changed to Mrs. Clyde?
Sorry?
What was it changed to?
It was changed to Sue.
Sue. Oh, nice.
So the orange one was changed to Sue in Mrs. Pac-Man. So well done, Sam. In what game is this the enemy? The Brotherhood of Nod.
Oh.
Sam?
Command and Conquer.
It was Command and Conquer, 34-31.
Sorry.
Is that his score? Bloody hell.
I'm good.
Okay, okay. And right, what we'll go with next, we'll go another history one, I think. What was the name of Sega's first home video game console? Cheers.
Master System?
Nope. Russell, that's your Skype there. I'm assuming that is what you've changed your buzzer to.
Say that again.
I'm seeing your Skype just made a noise there. I was just checking that wasn't you changing your buzzer noise.
All right, no.
Sega's first home video game system.
The Sega.
Is that a small handheld thing?
Nope.
Okay, I'm just going to get this over.
Nope.
It was called the SG-1000, which stands for Sega Game 1000. It was a cartridge-based video game console. It actually looks a lot like the Master System. And it was released... I'm just trying to find a date.
Does it look like the original Master System, the big long one? Or
It looks like the original Master System, but it's white, and it was released in Japan in 1983.
Right.
Nice. Yep. It doesn't look like it was released in Europe at all, to be honest.
Because I spent the year that I was born in Japan, so... It would have been really easy for me to, and remember, obviously, that big day.
In which game does a little blue guy in a white jumpsuit pump air into enemies till they explode? He carries a shovel and sets traps with big stones. Chris?
Dig Dug?
It was Dig Dug, yes. And I think, oh no, you're not quite, you're 1 point behind Chiz still.
Oof. More first-person questions, please.
In what game did Mario originally appear? Cheers.
It was Donkey Kong.
It was Donkey Kong. And a bonus point to the group, what was he originally called?
Super Jumpman. Jumpman.
Okay, Jumpman. Yeah, I'll take that. Cheers managed to put 2 points on the board, so he's 3 ahead of Chris.
Creepy
again.
Creepy plumber pedo.
Do you fear I didn't buzz that, or is it not really?
No, you're fine. Okay. You're fine. Sorry,
you're fine. Points off.
Points off. It's gone.
Okay, let's try and find... in what game is this the one of the bosses or enemies? Hydra. Cheers.
Why did I push that button? Hydra. Go with Chris.
Right.
God of War?
It was God of War, yes.
Damn. That went through my head, but I thought, surely not, because it's...
I was going to say...
a random enemy.
I was going to say G.I. Joe. Because it is the baddies in G.I. Joe.
That's what it is,
it's the Bunny Group.
Cobra, you're thinking of.
Cobra, yeah. Cobra Command.
Where's Hydra from?
It's a Marvel Universe.
I did not.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah, screw you.
God of War digs the bed, but I thought, sure, it just can't be that. But, yeah. Oh, well.
Here's some more theme music. You ready? Sam?
Red Dead Redemption.
It is Red Dead Redemption. Well done, Sam.
Sharpshooter Sam.
It's a shame I was at the game.
37-49. I love that game.
Awesome.
That was really quick. As soon as the second part of the music started, I knew it was Red Dead. But I'm surprised.
I knew by the bell.
I didn't know it.
I actually own that soundtrack on vinyl, no less.
Vinyl?
Oh, yeah.
Vinyl. Wow.
Yeah, they put a very limited vinyl release.
You have everything on
blood,
vinyl,
on blood red vinyl.
Cool.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, in what game did the heroes, martial artist Billy Lee and his twin brother Jimmy, appear? Cheers.
Is it Double Dragon?
It was Double Dragon, well done. They were also known as Hammer and Spike. Just out of curiosity, Chris, Russell, did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was pressing in for that.
Well done.
Yeah, he beat me to it. I've actually been playing Double Dragon Neon, the new... Double Dragon game that came out for the PS3 recently.
Well, you should have been first in, then. What's your excuse?
It's brilliant. I'm quite drunk.
Cheers. 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 Like 20 years memory.
Okay, that's Cheers. Just a bit quick update on the scores. Russell is tailing the pack with 1 point. Well done, Russell.
Go, Russell. I'm rooting for you.
In second place is Sam with 5.5 points.
I'm pretty proud.
Third place, Chris with 7 points. And Chiz is still leading with 10 points. Well done. So there's still a toll to play for. Well, apart from Russell, you might as well go home.
Is there not enough questions to catch up?
When's the strategy game round?
You've had it. Command and Conquer was the answer.
It's one of the two questions that I felt really confident about.
Okay.
So you're the way.
Although Pong, Pong, I was pretty confident about.
Okay, here's a good one here's a good one for Sam. Actually, what does Nintendo literally mean in Japanese? Sam,
I really don't know.
If you can give, it's four words, and if anybody can give me one of those words,
I've heard this before, but I can't remember.
Happy.
Electronic gaming excitement.
No, they
machine.
Started off as a card manufacturer in like the 1800s.
What?
They started off as a card manufacturer.
Super electronic stiffy.
Nope.
Fun time hooker.
No.
Monkey.
Do what sucks.
Oh my god!
Sorry,
real thing that happened to me in Chase.
An old mental scarring. I just scraped it the crusty scar off.
Oh dear! That was so disappointing.
Is everybody leaving that one?
Leave luck to heaven.
Oh, you googled that.
He's not allowed
to
do it.
Is he googling? you
take away his one point. You dirty little...
tell the truth. You googled that, didn't you?
Russell,
tell the truth.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said tell the truth. You googled that.
He's keeping quiet.
We're saying that you googled that.
Oh, of course I googled it. I'm going to know that.
But I'm going to give him half a point for making an effort.
Yeah. Okay,
what?
Okay. And then take away his full point for cheating. So he's on half a point now. Right, that's what's happening.
Okay. Next one is, what modern game console began life as a CD-ROM add-on for the Super Nintendo? Cheers.
I'm gonna
have to push you because Chris has also buzzed in
for the Super Nintendo. And I mind there was going to be someone for the N64.
What modern games console began life as a CD-ROM add-on for Super Nintendo? Chris is already in.
PlayStation.
It was the Sony PlayStation. Yes, well done, Chris. There we go.
Damn.
Sam, what were you going to say? Just out of curiosity, for the amusement factor.
GameCube. I was just trying to rack my brain for something.
Yeah, because Sony was doing it was the CD part, and then Nintendo dropped it, and Sony decided to pick up and make the PlayStation.
Nintendo's part probably.
Well, it was Nintendo dropped it because they were worried about piracy, and they wanted to stick to console, cartridges.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Induce X released in 2000. What is eerily missing from the Liberty City skyline? Cheers. Oh, no, sorry, that was Sam first.
I thought it was you in first.
No, yeah, it was definitely the gun. Sorry, I got mixed up with noises.
I saw your finger pressed before mine.
Yeah, no, Sam, it was you. The gun was first.
Okay. Statue of Lib.
Nope.
No, Two Towers.
It was Two Towers, yes.
Before they got blown up.
Yeah, because it was in 2000. Designer Harvey Smith has an interesting explanation. When people complained, we just explained it had been destroyed by terrorist attacks. When you start the game in Liberty City, Ireland, statue having been destroyed by terrorists a few years before, would you say the towers had been destroyed too? And this was way before 9/11. It's quite eerie. So, yes, well done, cheers. Right, here's an interesting one that's going to be just pure guesswork.
Hadsville, but you're there at the Statue of Liberty and you see it destroyed, but the two towers are missing from the skyline.
And it was in the year 2000, and it was obviously 2000.
Well, no, I got all that bit, I just remembered that the statue had been blown up.
All right. Okay. Anyway, this is a guesswork one. In The Legend of Zelda's beta version released in 1986, at the beginning, the player got to choose between two weapons, a sword and what?
A flute.
Nope.
A boomerang.
It was a boomerang.
That was a guess. Because that is a staple.
No, he had a boomerang in one of them.
Yeah, he did have in this one.
It's a staple sort of Link sort of weapon, that, isn't
it? Yeah,
well done.
That's why I just thought boomerang.
Well, that's why I said flute.
No.
Because that is a staple Link thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What game would you find the hero, Gordon Freeman? Sam.
Half-Life.
Yes. Well,
series.
Sam.
All of.
Sorry, Russ. Thanks for buzzing in. But
another first person shooter.
Oh, come on! Everyone knows Gordon Freeman.
I don't. I've never played Half-Life before.
No. Well, no, yeah, but you should have heard it going for you.
Okay. Just, no. Sorry, just give me a moment.
Come here. We're having a little hug here. We're having a little hug.
Yeah. Stroke his beard.
Chris has missed out on all of Half-Life. All of Half-Life.
We should mention, actually, we've got biscuits here today.
Oh, yeah.
We do. Sam?
I bought a barrel of biscuits.
A barrel of biscuits.
For everyone.
Fun to say and even funner to eat.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to have a...
We have Sam brought.
I don't think we have to name anyone. I think we should stop naming the biscuits until they start paying me.
Sending us the biscuits.
Have you tried getting in touch with any biscuit manufacturers?
Anyone that works, anyone that listens to this, if you work for a biscuit orientated firm, send us biscuits. Yeah.
Right. I have to say, you know, that I obviously work for a curry blog, an award-winning curry blog in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Champion and Champs Glasgow Curry.
Indeed.
We have been sent beer by several beer manufacturers in order to promote their beers on our blog.
So I'll take beer as well.
Yeah.
We'll have anything,
not
frankly.
Only beer, but whiskey as well.
Well, so we have Foxy's Biscuits, but we're not going to mention Foxy's.
We need to start bigging up. It's McVitie's Chocolate Hobnobs, so they'll send us loads around.
Anyway, moving on.
Bead once asked me to promote local brothels.
Anyway, we're going to push on now.
Do that.
Right, okay. Which video game does this boss appear in? Dr. Robotnik. Oh, I think that was Chiz just got in there.
I'm going to change this. There's a delay before it rolls.
There's a delay.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
It was Sonic the Hedgehog. Well done, Chiz.
Which is what you're supposed to name your child as.
I know. What? Yeah. Yeah.
Is it at least its middle name?
It would have been called Robotnik.
She's
not called Dr. Robotnik Cameron. thankfully.
Could be worse, be Dr. Hypno Death.
Why not? Doctor can be a girl's name too.
Do you know what? I've just realised.
There's no female doctor. I'm actually
furthest away here. Of course he's always going to win. You can hear that first.
Yeah.
This is outrageous.
Because we're that quick.
Sorry, yeah. I'm going to do this at the same time. Tell me which one you hear first, Paul. That reacts quicker.
Well, I think it just starts off quicker.
Yeah.
No, they're both. I think they're both about the same.
Yeah. Okay, now we've cleared that up.
Let's test Chris's as well. Russell? Chris? Russell?
No, Russell's gone. He's gone.
Oh, there you go. Oh, what did you say?
Oh my God!
He's watching the A-team.
Yeah. Right.
No, it keeps breaking up. I can't hear what you guys are saying.
I don't know how you can't hear. You've got no clothes on to stop you from hearing.
Anyway, moving on. Right.
It's really disturbing in the Skype videos, by the way.
I was going to say, can you turn the camera off?
Right. If you were playing the modern incarnation of Goldstorm, what game would you be playing?
Goldstorm.
Goal. G-O-A-L.
Goldstorm.
Cheers.
I think in a football game, is it Pez?
It is Pez, yes. It was originally called Goldstorm.
I don't remember.
Cheers is sailing ahead here. Come on.
I'd like to have answered with the full proper name of the game there.
Yeah, I don't know what Pez
Pro
is.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
Good. Well, I'm just checking.
Because Pez is a sweetie dispenser.
Because I remember it called International Superstar Soccer, but yeah. I don't remember Goldstorm at all.
Goldstorm was...
So that was, I guess, my part, but just from an educated guess of it's had several names.
No, I wasn't educated. Right.
That would have required an education.
In what game did killing a row of all orange-clothed characters produce the words...
Grand Theft Auto.
It was Grand Theft Auto. I'll finish my question.
Garanga
across the screen, yes.
You didn't mark my point then.
I've not done it yet. You're sailing ahead anyway. I don't really see what you're worried about. Okay. What company founded on September the 23rd, 1889, by, and I'm going to butcher this name, yes?
Nintendo.
It was Nintendo, yes.
1889?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll finish the question because I actually found this really interesting. By Fusajiro, I'm probably butchering this, Yumachini, originally produced handmade Hadfuna, which is apparently like playing cards, then moved on to several small niche businesses, such as a cab company and a love hotel, which is essentially a brothel.
Yeah.
Right. Eagle-eared listeners might have heard me argue with Sam earlier.
Eagle-eared? We were discussing this about 5-10 minutes ago.
The Nintendo were originally a card game maker.
Yeah, you did mention it earlier on. I chose to forget that.
And that you chose to forget it and then pick it up again anyway. It's a fix. They're all against me. I'm only doing as well as I am from my natural intelligence.
That just means you should have gotten it then, because he basically told you that earlier. I totally missed it.
I heard him.
Sam, just believe me, though.
All he got through to was 1880-something, and he buzzed in.
Sam looked at me like I was a madman at that moment. Too much tenants.
Well, you didn't tell me they ran a brothel. I would have buzzed in. If
fair,
I
don't think
brothel,
I don't think it was a brothel. I think it was like just it was like a
love
motel.
Hotel. Yeah. Is
I think
a
it was a motel. You could go and kind of hang out with your significant other or your other.
No.
Right. What game did the hero Marcus Fenix appear in? Cheers. Gears of War.
Another first-person shooter.
No, it's
third-person.
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 Yes.
Third person?
Yeah,
is
you can have it.
But it's for the Xbox, and you've got a PlayStation.
Yeah, I've only got a PlayStation.
It's an excuse, isn't it?
Is that the one that Cliffy B made?
What?
Is that the one that Cliffy B made?
Oh. In what game was the enemies, or enemy, the master, and was also referred to as Richard Gray? Yes, Sam?
I just heard the master and I automatically went to say Doctor Who. Yeah, that was poor. Sorry. Carry on.
I'm just a mouthful of biscuits.
The master and who?
Richard Gray, was it?
Richard
Gray. He was also referred to as Richard Gray.
I've got no idea.
Is that not like a Fallout thing?
It's a Fallout thing. Well done, Chiz. Yes.
Oh. Why didn't you? I was
Sam
thinking, I thought Sam was the master. Yeah.
The master was called Richard Gray.
He was also referred to as points in the game as Richard Gray, yeah. Apparently, he spreads a pre-war genetically engineered virus called the Forced Evolutionary Virus to convert humanity into a race of super mutants and bring them all into mutiny.
He was called the Master, but he wasn't called Richard Gray.
Well, according to the Wikipedia article that I read, he was also referred to as Richard Gray at points in the game.
There we go.
Wikipedia is always right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And considering Sam's played that game and I have, the original, I played Fallout 3, that's the only Fallout I've ever played.
Yeah. I really played one that much, but I played
interestingly,
fairly obsessively.
Did Fallout 3 not include the ability to switch to third person?
It did.
But it was really, really shonky.
No, it was alright.
Was it alright?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, I think.
I thought you kind of ran.
He's running.
He ran like a constipated stick figure. It's like someone constantly looking for the toilet.
My dog does that when she needs a poo. Before you let her off the leash, she's like,
third person Fallout 3.
Yeah. It's good.
Okay, just going to take an opportunity here to thank UK2 for sponsoring this podcast. They possibly will stop sponsoring the network after they hear this nonsense this year, or ask us not to do another quiz next year. But we really, really appreciate everything that UK2 do for us. If you could head on over to the British Tech Network and click on the sponsors link and then click on the UK2 link and buy all their services there. If you're on the British Tech Network site and look on the sponsors link, you will also see that there's tons of voucher codes there, so you can get great money off lots of different services the UK2 provide. But we'd really, really appreciate if you come through the British Tech Network first, primarily so that we get the kudos and you haven't found the voucher codes on some other website somewhere. I was going to list some, but that might get us some legal problems or something.
Yeah.
Also, if you log back into your account once you're also a member, it would really be great if you could come through the British Tech Network every time, just so we get the kudos for sending you there. They're absolutely fantastic. They support the British Tech Network for 3 years now, and they've just recently signed up for another 2 years, which is awesome. So thank you very much to UK2. Now, back to the nonsense. Well, I just do a quick recap of the scores.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear how far ahead Chiz is.
Do we have to?
In this total fix.
Russell has managed to edge himself forward ever so slightly to 1.5 points.
No. Russell went back to half a point.
I'm going to give him the half point for ingenuity.
No.
So one thing we have to bear in mind,
I
don't think we can begrudge him half a point.
No, I can begrudge him a full point.
Right,
for cheating.
Russell has 1.5 points. In third place is Sam with 6.5 points. In second place is Chris with 10 points. And blazing ahead with 17 points.
Oh, what?
Is Chiz.
Is there enough questions to catch up?
I don't know, actually. No, I think there probably is. There probably is. We're all right. Cool. Okay, we are going to move on now.
No, don't touch my mic off.
Classic tactics.
Okay, another enemies and bosses question. In what game did the enemies Ugg and Wrongway appear? Ugg and Wrongway.
Ugg.
It's a classic game.
Ugg and Wrongway.
Any thoughts? Any punts coming in here? Anybody going to take a bit of a drag in the dark? Drag in the dark?
I mind of some sort of Mega Drive caveman game that might, but I can't remember the name of it at all. Unless it's Ghouls and Ghosts.
Nope, not Ghouls and Ghosts.
You didn't buzz anyway.
I'm
very strict on the.
Your miserability knows no bound. It's made up a word there. Miserability. It's a super mutant power.
Which, unfortunately, my actual mobility does know a lot.
Chris. It's not Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
It's That's not, another, no.
No,
no. No, no.
Was that Russell buzzing in there or something?
Russell, did you buzz in?
Oh, sorry.
No.
The Flintstones.
Russell, do you want to Google it while we're still thinking? Is that what you're doing?
Can you hear him tapping away?
No, no thoughts? No, I'll give you another half a point if you can Google it, Russell.
No.
The answer was Q-Bert.
Q-Bert?
Mm.
Really? Mm. Wow.
I don't even remember.
I've not played that game.
I didn't even realize the baddies were named in Q-Bert.
I've not played that since the Atari ST days.
Okay, we're going to do another... Oh, no, we're out of gaming history questions. Oh, that's a shame. Right, okay. How are Halo's Cortina and Princess Peach and Toad from the Mario Brothers all connected? Sam?
They're all female.
Toad isn't.
It's Cortana.
It's Cortana, sorry. Cortina.
Cortina.
Cortina. Cortina.
I didn't mean to push that, actually.
How are they all connected? I'm not going to let anybody away with this.
They're
one.
All voiced by the same person.
Well done, Sam. Yes, they are. Yeah they're all voiced.
Because they sound remarkably similar.
Yeah, that's very impressive. They're all. Can you tell me who they're all voiced by?
Jane.
Oh, that. Jane. It's actually Jed.
Is it?
Jed Taylor.
I was so close.
Well done, Sam.
I had that on the tip of my tongue. I think I should get an extra point for almost being there on that.
Cool.
I don't think I didn't think I told you that they were a voice but the same voice.
I didn't
all.
Even know Toad was voiced.
No. It just makes a yippy, stupid noise. I mean,
I thought okay. They just kicked a small dog.
Okay, Heroes, question again. In what game does the character JC Denton appear? Was Chiz there?
It was Chiz.
Deus Ex.
Yeah. Juice X, I think you'll find.
Deus.
Juice.
Deus. Deus.
No, B Deus. Told me it's Deus.
I don't care. What does B know?
Bido's drinking.
Ancient history, Roman specialist, blah, 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 blah. Although, to be fair, he doesn't speak Latin, so.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do another hero question because I've actually got a few of them left. In what game does Fox McCloud appear? Chiz.
Star Fox.
Or?
Lilac Wars.
Or? There's three names for them. I'm just pushing you now.
Yeah, I don't remember the last one.
Starwing.
Starwing, that was it.
Can you tell me why they had to have all those different names?
Starwing.
Why? Like, maybe I don't know. Actually.
Different developers?
The reason was they were all called Star Fox, but Star Fox was a copyright in, I think it was Europe, I can't remember. It was either one way or the other, and yeah. So they had to rename it in different countries.
Yeah, I would have told you that.
But they've now bought the rights to all of them, so they're all Star Fox in all countries.
I could have actually given that answer, Paul.
Sorry,
you just stole a point from me.
Okay, we've
so
got,
I think you should get an extra one.
I think we've just got a few questions left now. I've got half a dozen questions, maybe not even that. What game released in 2004 featured a friendly alien that would follow the protagonist round, feasting on the bodies of his fallen enemies, but it was taken out when the developer discovered that the AI would be too difficult to convincingly program? So it's something that didn't actually make it to the final game, so it's more of a punt, to be honest. So what game released in 2004 featured a friendly alien that would follow the protagonist around, feasting on the bodies of his fallen enemies?
Can you give us like a vague, apart from it's either first or third person, is this like a cheeky, cheerful one, or is this like a serious
game? Is it quite a major title?
It's a major title. We discussed it at least once, if not more, on the show. And that's I suppose everybody either has been on every show or listened to most
2004.
Shows.
2004.
At least in 2004.
It's not Half-Life 2, is it?
It is Half-Life 2. Yes, well done, Chiz.
Seriously.
Yes?
I wasn't aware of that, but that's a pure guess. I thought Big Tail had two
what,
of them before.
What, like a little head crab or something?
It doesn't go into any more detail. It's just a friendly alien that would follow Gordon Freeman around.
It's always sort of game, sort of universe I can imagine that fitting into.
He should have had that. First-person shooter.
Okay.
I never made it in, so shut up.
Okay, another enemy question. What game did the character Fontaine appear in?
Oh, I should know that. So do I.
Cheers.
Bioshock.
It was Bioshock. Streaking ahead here.
The first-person shooters.
Come on, guys, come on. Speaking of that, though, I saw some more stuff for Bioshock Infinite.
It's fantastic.
And it does look sexy as hell.
Right, we've got another music question. You ready?
Yeah.
I think I heard Chiz's first, I have to say. Okay, we'll give it to Chris. He's being gentlemanly here.
I heard that first, but I saw it in the corner of my eye. It was Chris pressed it just before I did.
Chris?
Sonic.
It was Sonic Hedgehog. Can you tell me what level it was?
Green Hills.
It was Green Hills, yeah. 2 points there. Well done. Sab just threw his microphone at Chris. Even though Chiz is the one streaking in the lead, I don't know why you took it out of Chris there.
Because who knows what Sonic level some rubbish music.
It was really nice for Chiz to pass out over, but it felt like a diss. You're so far ahead, you had to throw out.
I'm that far ahead.
Chris, it's okay. When you turned your face to the microphone.
Change your buzzer, Russell.
I think Russell just got a phone call, and I'm not sure if we have to bleep that out due to copyright reasons.
Well, either that, or he's just like ready to play the guitar.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm on some podcast. Yeah. No, it's boring.
Oh dear,
I don't know what's going on.
No, it's rubbish. I've only got 1.5 points.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Russell. I don't even know you.
Oh dear. Right. Okay. resulting from the shootings at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, what console was released in the US without a light gun? I should have a year for that. Yes, Chiz. Sam.
That used to be.
The SNES.
No, not the SNES.
But a lot later than that. GameCube?
No, it wasn't the GameCube.
Fine. Dreamcast?
It was a Dreamcast. Well done. Cool. I'm just going to colour that in. And, right, another hero question. Nico Bellic. Cheers.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yes.
That's not even a question, just a name. Nico Bellic.
I actually knew that what? One.
Okay. An enemy question, so what game did this one appear in? This character appear in? Ultimate Alma.
I pressed that right. Do a bow mistake. Ultimate Alma.
I may have pronounced that wrong.
The way Alma I know. Fear?
Nope. Anybody? Russell? You can take
I'm not doing it. The microphone smells funny.
It does. I quite like it, though.
No, I have no idea.
Ultimate Alma. It's not one of the Final Fantasies, is it?
No.
Devil May Cry?
No. Did we all give up?
Yeah.
Ninja Gaiden?
No, I wasn't getting that.
No. I didn't even know they had names.
Okay.
Ninja Gaiden, who's like women with big jugs.
Yeah.
We have 3 questions left.
So, I can't
which basically
be
means it just can't be beaten, but we're going to push on and try anyway.
Can Sam get second?
No. I don't think so. No.
No.
Can Russell catch Sam?
Hell no. No. I actually have some points.
No, Sam's got 4.5 points.
So
it's all for pride, people. It's all for pride.
Okay. Before Leon... Yes, Sam?
Finish the question, please. Finish the question!
Oh, dear. Before Leon fought for his life in the European villages of Resident Evil 4, Capcom created 4 different versions of the title. One of the scrapped versions eventually found life as another popular Capcom franchise released in 2001. What was it?
Oh. Devil May Cry.
You didn't buzz in, but I'm going to
Devil May Cry. I had actually already buzzed in. I'd already buzzed in. I was just waiting for the question to be finished. So, point for me. 2 points, actually.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. 2 questions left.
Finish the question.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. This is a... Yes, cheers.
Continue.
I'm already, you've got second. I'm in first, mate.
I've got third now as well.
It doesn't work like that. Go on. Right. Another hero question. So in what game does the character Leon S. Kennedy appear? Cheers.
Resident Evil 2.
Oh, I've just got Resident Evil here, but I'll accept Resident Evil 2.
Dude, yes. You just gave the answer to that in the last question.
Yeah, I did that in a bit.
Are you a mongo?
but you should, it is Resident Evil 2 he first appears in.
Okay.
So, you should cool. Be a bit more tense.
Russell, check that on Google. If he's wrong, Chiz loses.
And our final question tonight, just for pride. In fact, I'm going to do a tiebreaker as well. Just, I'll give 10 points for the tiebreaker.
Oh, okay. I still can't win.
Right, okay. You ready? Here's another. It's a music question.
I didn't mean to do that. I did actually slip.
It's a music question. What game is this? Incidentally, this isn't the tiebreaker. This is the final question before the tiebreaker.
Street Fighter 2.
It is not Street Fighter 2.
It's quite moving. I'm tearing up. Oh, yeah.
It's Streets of Rage.
It is Streets of Rage. Well done, Chase.
Well done. I'm really impressed with that.
I remember that for the Mega Drive days.
Right. Okay. And... let me just see. So, before we go into the final tiebreaker, I'm just going to do
it's
a bit...
It's worth 10 points because I'll still be caught.
I don't think he
could.
Right, okay. The scores at the moment is Russell with 1.5 points. Bless.
Hey.
Sam with 7.5 points. Chris with 13 points. And Chiz with a mighty 25 points.
Oh, he can't be beaten.
So, I'm going to give 20 points. Actually, no, sorry. I'm going to give...
30. It's going to have to be 30 to allow Russell to catch up.
24 points.
So, Russell still can't win?
No, because Chiz is on 25.
Oh, I thought you said Chiz was on 26.
No, sorry. No, he's on 25. So, 24 points to the tiebreaker.
So, I could absolutely hump everyone or lose horribly in the last question. Brilliant.
Yeah, okay. You only get 1 point.
This
regardless.
Isn't a buzzer question. It's not a buzzer question. You're each going to get an opportunity.
It's
a number closest question.
Yeah, cool.
So you're each going to get a number starting from the person in the lead down the way.
Well, this makes up even less of a chance of throwing the bigger chance of throwing this away. Though.
Okay. According to Wikipedia, how many copies of Call of Duty Black Ops, the first one, were sold within the first 24 hours of going on sale in the UK and the US combined? Okay. Do you want a second to think about that, Chiz, before you give me your answer?
Combined. Russell?
Do not Google this, Russell.
Yeah. You look.
No, I'm not.
Well, if you win it, you have done. I'll go with it. Combined, I'll go with... And was it the first week, did you say?
24 hours.
The first 24 hours.
Of going on sale. Yeah.
5 million.
Right. Chris, your choice?
Yeah. 1 million.
1 million. Sam?
I think 750,000.
750,000.
Odd thousand.
Odd thousand. Just to be... So we're going, 20% either way?
Yeah.
Right, okay, cool.
Definitely.
So plus minus 20%. Russell, what's your guess?
First...
So it's the first 24 hours of the original Call of Duty.
In UK and US?
In UK and US combined, yep.
Russell, go ahead.
7 million.
199.
Well, so, just to recap, and I'm going to draw this out. So, Chiz. So the question was, according to Wikipedia, how many copies of Call of Duty Black Ops, the first one, were sold within the first 24 hours of going on sale? Chiz guessed 5 million. Chris, 1 million. Sam, 750,000, plus or minus 20%.
Pretty important. I didn't want Russell to come in and go, 751.
And Russell went for the highest one at 7 million. Well, just to kind of, I'm going to draw it down a little bit. The two closest are Russell and Chiz, the first place and the last place.
I really want Russell to win.
Really. You googling bastard.
The answer was, and I remind you, that Russell went for 7 million and Chiz went for 5 million. The game sold 5.6 million. Ooh. 4.2 in the US and 1.4 in the UK, which broke the record set by its predecessor, Modern Warfare 2, by some 2.3 million. So that means that Chiz managed to completely walk this.
With 26 points.
I was on 25 and got 24 points.
Defend what? Chiz wins with 49.
Defend what,
not defend,
Chris?
I want to defeat you.
Defend what? I think we need like a panel against Chiz.
So if anybody wants to join that panel next year.
Hang on. If we divvy up the rest of the point, I got what? 7 or something.
So
Chris got 10.
Sam, you got 7.5.
Ten.
Chris got 13 and Russell got 1.5.
So between us, we still didn't.
You still didn't beat him, though.
So a panel.
So between
against
you, got,
a
you
panel
got 22
against Chiz next time.
Who got 25?
And really, 49. One of those points of one of those points of Russell's is taken away. So it's 21.5.
Oh well, so that's us. That is it for another year. Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you to Bede, who couldn't be here tonight, and Russell and Chris for joining the panel. Also, thank you very much to our other panel members who actually only won, which was Eric Lanigan. So thank you very much to Eric for joining us during our E3 special.
Cheers, Eric. Never met, but it would have been special.
Sam decided not to turn up on that show.
I was sick.
Yes, it was. I remind you, next week that
I'm always sick, but I was actually ill that time.
Next week we have the Gamer Show Awards. So basically,
next week or is it 2 weeks time?
Oh, sorry, 2 weeks' time. So basically between Christmas and New Year, the show that comes out just before New Year, we will be going through the Gamer Show Awards. So there's still time to vote. The link is in the show notes for the previous show. We'll put the link in the show notes for this show as well. There's not going to be much show
you
notes.
You said
actually,
people had said stuff.
Yeah, they already have. Oh, actually, I should bring that up.
Yeah. That's why I said it.
Updates.
Okay, can you guys pad for a second while I bring it up?
So, cheers.
And so, one thing that went through my head before, like when you were switching my mic off and cheating, has everyone ever played a game against someone, like, when you've been playing against someone, and to cheat, because you're getting beat by someone, you yank the controller out of the hand, it was flying across the room, so they have to go and dang, run after it, and you quickly.
I know for a fact that you have.
It's quite old school now, because surely it doesn't really happen now.
I know you still have the wire to yank out of the hand.
Chiz has now actually resorted to going armed to these things and just stabbing people in the leg.
I've always got a fork in my pocket. Yeah.
I remember reading years ago that wireless controllers were coming and thinking that it was just the wild dreams of a madman.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, do you remember the first time you used the wireless controller and just like, here's like, this is awesome. I can be in the kitchen with a cup of tea and still kind of half playing it.
Or as you
long
quite
as
often,
I'm leaning round the corner.
Or as you quite often do, Chiz, when we're playing on Xbox Live, go and take a pee. I'd leave your microphone on in your ear.
Yeah, on purpose. I'll
on
to
purpose.
You,
so thank you for padding that out. The Gamer Show Awards, so I remind you of the categories. The first one is I Wouldn't Put Down My Bourbon Biscuit For It Award, which is basically the award for the most disappointing game of 2012. And yes, Sam. Yes, Chris. Yes, Chiz. Okay, anyway.
Just like that.
Okay, so the people that were up for that, so just to let you know, currently in last position, joint last position for that one, is War of the Roses and F1 2012. We've got Risen 2 in single third position, Dawnguard Skyrim, and Assassin's Creed 3 is leading that one at the moment.
I would actually seriously like to put... XCOM Enemy Unknown in
for Game of the Year. Well, we've already put it all together. So at the moment, Game of the Year is fairly open field still. Walking Dead has got no votes. Max Payne 3 and Far Cry 3 is in joint third position. Halo 4 and Mass Effect 3 in joint second position. And Dishonored and Black Mesa in joint first position at the moment.
Well, I'm going to use my opposable thumb veto.
too heavily represented. What's that?
What would your choices for the favourite games be?
Top three games of the year: Tokyo Jungle, Hotline Miami, and Journey. There you go.
And if you've heard of those games, feel free to leave a comment and tell us what they were.
But if you like first-person games, listen to
Gamers. I don't think any of the threes I've played in those games.
No.
I've played the demo of Journey, but I didn't play. I only played it for 5 minutes, and I couldn't play it for very long.
You gave up.
So I just didn't get a chance.
I mostly play strategy, so.
Most anticipated game for 2013, Grand Theft Auto 5 is currently running away with that.
Oh, yeah.
SimCity has a few votes, and so does Rome 2 and Bioshock Infinite, but Grand Theft Auto is leading that one. Nobody has got an opinion on Last of Us, Remember Me, or Metal Gear Rising.
Last of Us is my most.
How many votes total have you had, though?
We've had a fair few, yeah. I don't know in front of me.
You're talking 20...
Last of Us looks amazing.
100.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Mobile, at the moment, Letterpress is leading that. Where's My Water in second place? Joint third, Where's My Perry and Fix It Felix Jr.? Nobody's voting for Wonder Putt. That's a beautiful game. Anyway.
you bastard.
No!
And finally, the Bargain Basement Game of the Year. Currently in fourth position is Stormrise. Joint third, The Mystery of Unicorn Castle, Surf's Up, Blood Rain 2 and Mystery Stories. In second position, Command & Conquer Generals. And in joint first, Brutal Legend and Shadowrun. If you want to change any of those, then head on over to the link on the British Tech Network. Vote for what you want, and next week we will be running down the awards and discussing all these games in depth. I knew it was a bad idea to give the guys sound effects things. So, anyway.
Seeing as people aren't allowed to vote for it, I'm just going to tell people. XCOM Enemy Unknown, strategy game. It's available PC, Xbox, and PlayStation. It's really difficult. It's really, really good. Really addictive.
It's
give it a go.
£15 on PC right now, is it not?
£15 on PC. Go for it. Get it now.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yes, so do that, and please vote for us. And that's basically it. So the only thing that's left to do is just say thank you very much. If you want to get in contact with the show, please tweet us at British Tech or email us britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. If you want to get hold of me, you can tweet me at Paul Wheatley. If you want to get hold of Sam, who's only tweeted twice since he got himself a Twitter account, both of which were derogatory towards the Gamer Show.
Once a week.
And what is your Twitter handle?
I can't remember.
Dr. Nasty Flaps. Yes. And Chris, where could they get you on Twitter?
You can get me at Twitter at Bugenhagen.
Bugenhagen. And do you want to do a quick plug for your curry podcast?
I certainly do, yes. Award-winning curry podcast, Champion of the Tramps, glasgowofcurry.com.
Very good. Russell.
In fact, I got that wrong. It's just championthetramp.com.
That's really... Verty's going to slate you again. He slated you last time for not doing...
Slated me.
He's
for being
furious.
In the show in the past. I'm not plugging the show enough. Yeah. I have actually forgotten the URL.
Russell, I don't believe you're on Twitter, are you?
I think
Russell's gone to sleep.
No, I heard his Skype switch off.
I heard him Skype off.
Yeah. Bye, Russell.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Russ.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Oh, so much.
I think he's Skype, yeah. I heard someone go...
Okay, Russell's call has actually ended. I don't think Russell's on Twitter, but if you want to get a hold of him, I don't know, get on his plane or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, okay, thank you very
much. Shout manically up down the plane and try and really fiercely get into the cockpit. He'll let you in.
Grad, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the Gamer Show Christmas quiz over for another year. And we look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks' time with the Gamer Show Awards. Thank you very much and good night. We're off for a curry now.
Goodbye.
Tra.
Good night. Yeah, I should just point out that's the first time Chiz has ever said goodbye to you. So be very, very happy. Good night.
I was happy I broke Sam.
I just have this image of Russell only letting them in if they're really sexually violent.